Kia ora, this is your Waitea English News. Police have warned motorway traffic in the major centres could be disrupted this morning as Māori protest the new government's agenda. The protests have been called by Te Pāti Māori, along with iwi leaders in Tāmaki Makaurau, Tauranga, Waikato and other areas to coincide with today's opening on Parliament. Former Māori Development Minister Willie Jackson says he tried to warn National that anti-Māori policies, such as a referendum on the Treaty of Waitangi, would get a reaction.
While they're not rolling out a referendum, you've got a tax on Te Reo Māori, you've got a tax on the Māori Health Authority, there's question marks in terms of Māori funding going forward, and there's a huge level of frustration amongst our people at the moment. I say good on them.
Willie Jackson. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon says he doesn't know what today's protests are about, but Māori should be assured his government will deliver for Māori. National Māori Action Day organisers have highlighted elements of the government's 100-day action list, including the dismantling of the Māori Health Authority, Te Aka Whai Ora, and the introduction of Acts Bill to rewrite the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi. Mr. Luxon says the coalition does intend to focus on Māori outcomes.
It is unacceptable to me that we've actually got 30% more Māori on welfare. 50% of Māori kids now are not going to school regularly. 50% of the state house waitlist, our social house waitlist, are Māori. You know, that means that we've had a Labour government over 6 years, despite all the words, despite all the language, despite all the rhetoric, actually hasn't delivered for Māori. We are determined to do that.
Christopher Luxon urged any protests to be lawful, respectful and peaceful. Climate Action Network International has awarded the New Zealand government a Fossil of the Day Award at the COP28 Climate Summit in Dubai for overturning this country's world-leading ban on offshore oil and gas exploration. Oxfam Aotearoa's climate justice lead, Nick Henry, says while the government's official negotiating position is a global phase-out of fossil fuels, it is rolling out the welcome mat for oil and gas companies to return to Aotearoa. He says the 2018 ban on offshore exploration was hard won by Māori-led activism and positioned New Zealand as a global climate leader. A Wellington-based Kaupapa Māori Housing and Social Support Service says demand is outstripping availability and it's keen to grow its portfolio. General Manager Mayor Patelli says Heheringa Kura, formerly known as Kahungunu Whānau Services, has around 300 properties, mostly leased rentals. It owns 19 whare outright, and it's trying to acquire more.
Because we don't own them, the landlord could, if they move home or if they're wanting to sell the house, then we have to relocate the whānau, and their whānau might be thriving in the community they're currently in. And the one thing that we've been faced, one of the obstacles we've been facing lately, is it's hard for us to rehouse their whānau in their same community.
Mayor Patelli says every whānau housed by Heheringa Kura is assigned a kaimahi to provide wraparound support, such as finding work, dealing with government agencies, or reconnecting with their whakapapa. And that is your Waitea English News for this hour. Toodoo!